Members of several food and ag groups will be in Washington this week for their legislative fly-ins. Among them is the National Farmers Union. NFU President Roger Johnson says the group will have about 200 members traveling to Washington this week. One of the major topics of conversation for their members will be the current state of the farm economy.
The growing economic crisis in rural America is very real, and Congress cannot stand by and watch as family farmers and ranchers are forced out of business as a result of these low commodity prices, too high input costs, and a growing inability to access affordable credit. Our members will be asking Congress for immediate solutions to the farm economic crisis, such as providing USDA with the necessary budget to get commodity payments to farmers immediately rather than waiting until the next marketing year, increasing funding for FSA guaranteed and direct lending programs, and authorizing emergency assistance to producers in need. We'll also be advocating for Congress to immediately begin work on the next farm bill to ensure that farmers and ranchers have access to a strong safety net.
Government affairs staffers in Washington often state that producers are the best advocates for their policy positions on Capitol Hill. Johnson agrees, and he says that NFU members will need to make sure their positions are understood.
Our family farmer and rancher members are the best advocates we have for agriculture. We emphasize to our members the importance of having continuing and open dialogue and building relationships with their elected officials because they need to have their viewpoints represented in these food and farm policy discussions. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, Renewable Fuel Standard, and corporate agriculture mergers are all examples of issues where both sides of the argument are very vocal. We want to make sure the members of Congress are aware of our positions to oppose the TPP, to oppose any legislative changes to the RFS, and to encourage further oversight of consolidation in the agriculture input sector.
Also in town this week will be members of the National Pork Producers Council. Look for NPPC members to push for consideration of the Trans-Pacific Partnership and for action on a foot-and-mouth disease vaccination bank. Representatives from the produce industry will also be in town with United Fresh. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.